It's been a while since I did a Nat Chats With. Today I'm sitting with Andrea, the Glow Guide, and I'm going to ask her about her most recent ebook, Manifesting Clarity, The Glow Guide to Decluttering. Thank you so much for coming, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
I'm looking at the ebook and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is beautiful.
Thank you.
I am one of these people, and you probably know as you look around my house, that environment, color, appearance, all of that is a really big deal to me. And so as I look through your ebook and I'm so impressed by how beautiful it is, I automatically want it because it appeals to me.
Oh, thank you.
When I read through it the first time, I was like, I need this. Oh my gosh, I need this. So you constantly address things that I don't think about, but that in reading, I realize I absolutely need to have in my life.
Is there anything specifically that stood out to you?
Oh gosh, there were a few actually, but I think I'm gonna have to say two.
Okay.
Two things, because there are two favorites. One of them was the fact that you did not use the words vision board.
And
I have to say, I'm so glad. I think I see the words vision board just way too corny because it's overused.
Agreed.
So in this ebook, you talk about a magic manifestation map. Now, the reason that that's not corny to me is because I use the word magic a lot. Even if I'm, let's say, rearranging furniture, I'll rearrange it and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's magic. So I'm not literally using it the way it should be used, but it's a word that I use pretty often. And a friend of mine once noticed I had fucking magical written on my chalkboard pantry door and said, you say magical a lot. I didn't realize that I say it out loud as much as I say it in my head. So anyway, I like the word magic. Manifestation is a word I can take seriously.
Yes.
Because we all manifest things by thinking about them, by concentrating. And then if you know me, you know I love maps. And my ground floor bathroom is maps all over the walls.
I love it.
Magic manifestation map really suits my personality. I love how you didn't even explain it like it's a vision board. That's talking to somebody like me, somebody who hates corniness.
Yeah.
And then the second thing that comes to mind, which I don't want you to hear that there are only two things I retained. That's not true.
No, I'm not. Okay? I don't take it that way.
But the second thing that also hit me like, oh my gosh, I need this so much, was the bonus tip about money journaling. I never heard of this before. And maybe it's a common thing, but maybe this is when I need it in my life. I don't know. What you say in the ebook, this is a daily exercise to get your mind on the frequency of always having more than enough money. So, because I'm doing all the talking, do you want to tell people how cool this is?
And, yeah.
Rather than have me read it?
Yeah. So the first time I heard the concept of money journaling was 2018, because I got out my journal to check. And it was from somebody that I followed on Instagram. Her and her husband are multimillionaires. And people are always asking her, how'd you get all your money? How'd you, you know, so she always is offering just different things to get people on that higher way of thinking and out of that lack mentality, which I appreciate. And she brought up this concept of money journaling. And she didn't call it money journaling. I can't remember what she called it, but she basically just said, you start with $1,000 on day one, and then you have $2,000 on day two, and then $4,000 on day three, and you're supposed to double the amount every single day. And by the end of 30 days, you're like at like a billion something dollars. And so I adjusted it a little bit. And then I have a good friend who started talking about it a couple of years ago on her Instagram, and she just does flat out $1,000 a day. And I thought, I feel like I need to mix the two, because I liked that it doubled and I liked that I had a little bit more every day, because it's getting your mind right and it's getting it thinking like there's more tomorrow and then there's even more tomorrow, because I don't like thinking I only have $1,000 tomorrow. I like that I'm knowing that it's doubling, and then to start over when the week starts over. So like if you started on a Monday, you have $1,000 on Monday, and then you have $2,000 on Tuesday, you have $4,000 on Wednesday, you know, and you double it until Sunday, and then you start back over fresh with $1,000 again the next Monday.
That's smart, because that's actually going to make you think a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. But elaborate on the journaling part.
Yes. So what you're going to do to get your mind on the frequency of having enough and having your mind on the frequency of attracting money is that it's getting you out of the lack mentality. So even though this money isn't real right now, it can be. There's a lot of scientific proof that this actually works because it's getting people on thinking that the money's coming in and then the money just starts showing up magically. Uh-huh. So you start day one. I have $1,000 and I'm going to spend it on this, whatever it is. It doesn't even matter. Okay. Tuesday, I have $2,000. This is what I'm spending it on. Now you can pay bills with it. That's what you do with normal money, right? Mm-hmm. But then by Wednesday, you shouldn't have $4,000 worth of bills, right? You've paid those. If you've paid those Monday and Tuesday, now you get to start thinking about yourself and your home and your kids and your neighbor. But what we're not going to do, we're not going to save this money because this is money that's coming in every day regardless. So let's spend it because you're going to have double that amount tomorrow to spend. So it just gets you thinking in a different way. Right. Yeah. There's been a couple times where I've like doubled up 2 days because I'm like, ooh, I want this really bougie range and it's like 30 grand. So I'm going to put all my money towards that. Mm-hmm. You're getting into that practice of every day spending a large amount of money. Mm-hmm. Most people don't have $1,000 a day to spend. So why not have fun with it? It's not going to hurt you to try it. Mm-hmm. This is just a practice to get your mind on a higher frequency.
You made me think about a side benefit as you were talking.
Okay, let's hear it.
I spend a lot of time, especially as the winter starts, trying to think of things that would make me happy.
Okay.
Because I need sunlight so much. And for the last couple of weeks, especially, it has been really dark outside. And it's also a really hard time with what's happening in Gaza and the West Bank.
Yes.
And the awful things in the world, in the Congo, in Ukraine. And I was reminded the other day in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So many people are still struggling in Hawaii, and a lot of people are having no choice but to leave Hawaii. The whole land grab is probably going to happen anyway. I just realized that the thought of putting thousands of dollars toward Hawaii would make me so happy. And donating money to anywhere, these locations that are struggling around the world. Yes, I need money. Yes, I would no doubt, especially in the first days, pay all my bills, mm-hmm. pay things off.
Go maybe get a pedicure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would spend it on me, but also the joy I would get from spending it on people who are in need would erase mm-hmm. clouds and gray skies for me. It absolutely
and
would.
And I love that.
They say money can't buy happiness. And I'm not really thinking, oh, this money would buy me happiness, but it actually would. Helping people would be an effect of happiness for me.
Well, one of my favorite quotes is that when you come into money, you don't raise your standard of living, you raise your standard of giving.
Oh, nice.
I absolutely live by that.
That's
when
wonderful.
I have a little bit of extra, I'm happy to share it around. I'll find the exact quote and send it to you. But okay. That makes me happy. Yeah.
That feels good. So back to the ebook, that bonus tip of money journaling, I feel like it came into my life when I needed it. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, of course.
Tell me what your favorite part of this ebook is. Do you have a favorite part? Because it's so impressive.
Oh, you're sweet. So I think the two things that really stand out to me, because I've been thinking a lot more on the lines of energy lately. Wanting to raise my vibration, wanting the people around me to raise their vibration, right? Because here's the thing. I didn't want to write another declutter course that's like every other declutter course out there. Because we know that we have clutter and we have stuff and there's root causes for that.
Yeah.
We know there is. And I'm not going into those. I'm not a psychologist. There's other declutter experts out there that really get down and like dig deep into it.
And care about the psychology.
And care about the psychology of it. I'm more along the lines of like the energy, how things make me feel. I want to know why this makes me so happy. Or I want to know why this made me happy, but it doesn't anymore. And so the more that I've really been looking into that kind of thing and studying it and reading about it and just really being intuitive about it, one of my favorite things is I have created a space clearing mantra or prayer to go with the book as another little bonus that will help you to detach from things you know you don't need. We all know that there's certain things, I really don't need this, I don't really use it, but like I just can't let it go. Mm-hmm. And you can't figure out why. Like you cannot put your finger on why you can't let it go. So I've created a little mantra to help you break those ties, because it could literally only be an energetic tie that just needs to be broken. And that's it. Like simple as that, because we create energetic hooks into things a lot more than we probably realize.
Well, like collections.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea how many collections I have. I know I'm not a, well, I only have one friend that calls me a hoarder. And the reason she calls me a hoarder is because anytime she's like, I have this thing and I don't want it. Do you want it? Almost always. I'm like, yes. Heck yes, I want that thing. That's such a cool thing. I'm so glad you asked me. She's, yeah, you're my hoarder friend. Anyway, I find that funny. Hopefully as people walk through my house, they don't go, oh my God, you're a hoarder.
No, I've never felt that way, ever.
Kind of like you offered me a hat the other day and I was like, I could add that to my collection. I think I have somewhere around 40 hats.
Oh my gosh.
I probably wear two of them really regularly. So nobody knows how many hats I have because I only tend to wear two. I do. I have an energetic tie to collections. And
most people do.
That has a lot to do with, look how cute I made this collection. Mm-hmm. Coffee mugs. I collect coffee mugs and made shelves specifically for them. Clothing, as you know, I have a whole room that is a closet. And so unfortunately, I collect clothing. And I just have to say to the listener that Andrea gives me some of the best hand-me-downs ever. Yeah, I definitely benefit from knowing Andrea in the clothing realm.
And I do feel like I need to clarify, I am not a minimalist.
Okay.
I am not coming at you telling you to declutter and get rid of everything you own. Also, I feel like that's where I'm very different too, because minimalism actually makes me uncomfortable.
I wouldn't even buy any book on minimalism.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not a minimalist.
I'm not. This book has nothing to do with minimalism and painting your whole house white and only having wooden things to decorate. I am a more is more. Uh-huh. If you know me, I am a more is more. If more can be added to this, I'm going to add more. However, there is a huge difference between your things and clutter.
Yes.
A huge difference. And that's where a lot of people don't know where those lines cross, uncross.
Yeah.
I call it stuff. It's like the shit you don't need.
Oh.
Plus random stuff is stuff. Uh-huh. It's stuff I know I can do without and I really don't need it. It's like, okay, is this clutter now? Or do I love it? Is it adding value to my life? Or do I need to let it go?
Andrea avoids swear words. And so that's just for the listener. That's one of the reasons she came up with this clever word, I'm sure. Because she doesn't tend to swear. And she knows I swear. So I'm always like, was that inappropriate?
Oh, not at all.
Stuff.
Stuff. Yep. The stuff that needs to go. But yeah, that's where I feel like people don't need to be minimalists. And I feel like people, when they start to go on the decluttering journey, they'll go on Pinterest or they'll Google or they'll listen to the famous minimalist podcast where they're literally telling you to like sell everything you own. That doesn't feel good to me. That doesn't feel right to me. That's kind of lack to me in a way. And maybe it's not, but that's the way it feels. It needs to feel good to you. Literally in my very first chapter, I want you to go around collecting your very most special, favorite, anything eye-catching. I call it your treasures. And I don't tell you to get rid of any of them. But I want you to recognize what you have and what you love, because it might be something that's been sitting on a shelf that you haven't acknowledged for 10 years. And it could be something so special and magical to you. I want you to pay attention to that thing. Mm-hmm. And not only that, even in writing this and working with you and having you come over and work with me, I've had some aha moments, some light bulb moments that I'm like, I didn't realize why I've been hanging on to this. Mm-hmm. And then I had this really cool realization. Those things that I actually really loved and kept that I haven't touched in 5 years, I get to touch those now and I get to use those on a regular basis now because I don't have a million other things on top of them or cluttering them or making it so
you.
That I can't even see that I own this thing. Mm-hmm. So it was very liberating for me. And I know we only worked on one room, but clean out that one room and realize how much beautiful stuff, because I'm not going to call it stuff because I got rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
How many beautiful things I actually own and now can use because I can see it.
Yeah.
It's on a shelf where it's so easily accessible for me now.
Yeah. Without looking like it's a catch-all room.
Yes.
Because it doesn't look like a catch-all room now.
But it did.
Yeah.
Couldn't even see the floor.
Yeah. Have you put your new rug in there?
I haven't put my new rug in there yet because I've got the storage bins in there. Now I got to move out to the bigger room and start there. But I feel like this book was almost as much for me and my soul as it is for whoever takes it in. And I feel like that's always when people write something or create something, it's almost just as much for them as it is for everybody else.
I kind of learned that early on. I used to blog prior to podcasting, and I started blogging about all the realizations that I was having as I fell apart, which is when Nat and Chat was born. So the reason I was doing it to begin with was to share what I was experiencing. And quite quickly, the friends that were listening would come back to me and say, I feel that too. I got that over and over, that other people could totally relate to the things that I was experiencing, even though their situation was a different story.
Right.
They were feeling the same things. And I believe it.
But our voice is also the most healing sound that we can hear.
Really?
For ourselves. It is our own voice. That's why it's so good for you to record affirmations on your phone in your own voice and listen to them, because it's the most healing vibrational tone that your body can hear.
Huh. Interesting.
Which it makes sense that while you're editing, you're actually probably getting like healing.
Neat. We are all as much alike as we are different. And so I think whatever you produce for the world, whether it's completely you or a little bit of you, there are always people out there who want it, yep, who can benefit from it,
yep,
who will appreciate it, some more than others. I agree with you, with the ebook you've made is as much for you as anybody else. And that's the same for me and my podcast. I think you should have your own podcast. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. No, I've been feeling that. I definitely been feeling that, especially when I told you the other day when I was looking for a podcast that was about decluttering for spiritual growth and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
It was like clearing your emotional clutter for higher spiritual knowledge, but that's not what I do. That's not what I feel like I am really good at.
Yeah. As I read through this, I have to say that a lot of it did feel like new information to me. If a friend came to me and said, Nelly, I need advice on decluttering, even though I am no expert and I don't have a lot of ideas, I would sit down and brainstorm with them.
Yeah.
So I may or may not come up with a couple of the things that you came up with, but I wouldn't have come up with all of this amazing stuff. There's so much in here that as I read through it, I'm like, this is golden. This is obvious. And yet I would never have thought of it. This is so sensible. And as you know, I love everything sensible.
Yes. I appreciate that.
I don't even think we should touch on too many things inside of it, because why would we spoil anything when we can't deliver it through conversation?
Yes. Yes.
Like it is amazingly presented in the ebook. And it's beautiful, as I said. Something I probably should have asked you to tell the listener right in the very beginning is how you got into being Andrea the Glow Guide. Where did that come from? Because you're coming from an immediate background of being a florist as well as a decorator. But
yes.
But anyway, if we're going to narrow it down and call it one thing, Flamingo Friday Floral Co. Weddings and flowers and amazing structures that Andrea builds that are super impressive is mainly where she's coming from. How did you turn to energy and decide on Andrea the Glow Guide?
Well, I actually probably need to sit and unpack that for a little bit and really figure out where, like when I started getting into learning about energy and vibration and that kind of thing.
Well, simplify as much as you want, if it's a big story.
Okay. I felt a huge shift a couple of years ago, and I love flowers and I love decorating and I will continue to do those things. However, I have been really pulled to helping people see that we have the power to make change in our lives, whether it's with our health, whether it's with our finances, whether it's with decluttering our house. And one thing that I felt like I could be an expert on right now, as I'm still learning a lot of holistic practices and energy work and things like that, is something that I have taught a course on before. I taught a decluttering course at Utah Valley University to adults at night for I don't even know how long. It was like 2015, 2016, 2017 maybe. So it's been a while. And I minored in interior decorating 20 plus years ago. And so that's always been a part of me, right? That's always been a part of my background. I've always loved that kind of stuff. When I started Andrea the Glow Guide, because I used to also be a blogger, and I didn't feel like that was authentic to who I was anymore. Formerly Andrea Queen Bee, because it was everything amazing and beautiful. And I just felt this huge shift and that I needed to step into more of like a guide role. And so I'm like, okay, I want to use the word guide. Plus, because my human design is projector, as a projector, I am here to guide. That is literally what I've been designed to be. And so I knew I wanted to use the word guide. And then glow came slowly, but I'm glad it did because I feel like it's all encompassing. I can go so many different directions with glow guide. Mm-hmm. I can have so many things under that umbrella. It doesn't pigeonhole me into anything. And so that was very important for me. The decluttering thing came, it was divine intervention. Literally found my course and it's been coming up in all of my meditations that I need to focus on decluttering. And I kind of kept pushing it away or like brushing it off until it was literally in my face. Like, mm-hmm. No, you need to do this. You need to write this. And once I started, it's just like the rains are coming down, like the inspiration, the downloads, all of the things are just coming so quickly. It's a very bizarre feeling for me.
I can absolutely relate to that because when I write podcast episodes, often it's like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Because it does, it feels like a download.
Mm-hmm. It's been a really cool shift journey. I kind of didn't really know where I was going with Andrea the Glow Guide at first. I was kind of doing that like treading water and then like, oh, I'm going to dip my foot in this pool and this pool and this. And nothing really felt right until this. But also because I need to do it my way. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if it's my way or if it's a divine way. It's and coming through me. It's in a way that I know that there are people who need it. Mm-hmm. I can't keep it to myself.
You've been guided.
Yeah. So I've been guided. So I'm going to guide.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess. So my tagline is guiding you on your spiritual glow up.
Nice.
Whatever that looks like.
That feels good too. I have always meant to ask you, why flamingos? Because they're pink?
Yeah. My favorite color is pink. Uh-huh. And I'm like, there is a pink animal? Really? Flamingos have just always been so fascinating to me. And then who doesn't love a Friday? Uh-huh. You know?
Exactly.
And I just felt like the two words flowed so well together. Yeah, it's just my vibe. I don't know. It like came out of nowhere and I'm like, it just rolls off the tongue. Flamingo Friday Floral Co.
Nice. I like that.
So yeah, I've been doing that now for over 10 years.
That's why you're so good at it. You're so experienced.
It's fun.
Is Flamingo Friday your Instagram?
It's just my Instagram, but like my website is Flamingo Friday Floral Co. You know,
okay.
All my branding is Flamingo Friday Floral Co.
Okay,
I just didn't want that big long Instagram name.
Will you incorporate flowers into your glow guide stuff? And the reason I ask that is, you know, I have an obsession with photographing flowers.
Yes. So I'm not going to quit doing flowers by any means, but I felt like because there is a lull in my business between about November till March, April.
Okay.
I might have one or two little things here and there, but like wedding season really is May until October. That's when I am at my busiest. And so when I have those other 6 months that are really slow, or maybe it's more than 6 months, I'm like, I need something else to focus on.
Why not do something else you're passionate about?
Yeah. Because we can all have multiple passions, right? And I have been feeling a little bit of more of a step back, not from flowers, but from doing like big weddings and doing something else. I don't know what. I did have a retreat last year, healing with flowers. I don't remember what it was called, but I taught about how roses have the highest vibration of the flowers. And that's why you feel so good when you're around them, have them, smell them. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of talked about that and the different vibrations of the flowers and the different colors, like color psychology and why we're drawn to different colors. And then we put the flower arrangement together. And then I basically talked to them about having an intention when they were putting together the flowers. You're putting this together. This is a part of you that you need to love and acknowledge. But once all the flowers die and you throw them away, that part of you is gone. And so it was kind of a really cool night. And we actually talked about money journaling. We had a sound bath and things like that. I wouldn't mind doing something like that again, because I feel like working with nature in any capacity is healing. I just don't know what that's going to look like.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned a sound bath, because I was going to say that earlier, just as a matter of interest, that Andrea has a set of singing bowls.
I love giving sound baths.
Yeah. I had never been in a room that wasn't giant and heard them until I was at your house. And I was like, how are they this loud?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It goes through you.
Yes.
That's why it's a bath. It's literally affecting your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just making sure that they were sitting where you wanted them. It wasn't even
full on.
No. And I was just like, wow. How is that thing that loud and going all the way through my skin and bones?
Mm-hmm. No, it's really cool.
Pretty neat. I have an empty room. And since seeing you sit with your bowls, I was like, if I had bowls, I have a room.
You could dedicate. You
could it could a be a sound bathroom. Room.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be neat. I don't want to forget. This is the type of thing that I take for granted and I absolutely don't want to forget. People who are listening, tell them all the places that they can find you, where they will find your ebook, any of these important details.
Okay. I have two Instagrams. So Andrea, the Glow Guide, and then Flamingo Friday is where you can see my flowers. And I have links to my websites on both of those, and we can put a link to the ebook in the show notes.
Perfect.
My most recent ebook will be available in my Instagram bio.
Oh, excellent. So you can always find them quickly that way. I highly recommend it. Having read through the whole thing, it's so good. It is so good. And I'm not even a person who really thinks I need to declutter. My garage needs help. My office needs help. But since reading Andrea's ebook, I'm like, I need to go through all of my sock, panty, bra, drawers. I have so many things in drawers. And I'm like, there's no reason for that.
Spaces.
Yes.
That creep up. Yep.
Yeah. When you talked about junk drawers and stuff, I was like, you know what? I have clothing drawers that have kind of become junk drawers because the stuff in them I don't wear.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of one of these gray days distracting myself by doing the drawers. And even today, I was saying that to myself. So it's absolutely on my to-do list.
Well, you got this.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming. I am so glad I know you.
Likewise.
You are a blessing in my life.
Likewise.
Over and over and over. So I appreciate you tons. And guys, she is so impressive. I better let you go. You have places to be. And I love you.
Love you.